In his budget, Governor Hickenlooper has asked lawmakers for $2 million to fund the Energy Office, but that request comes with a caveat. Hickenlooper also wants the office to start promoting oil and gas drilling alongside wind and solar. Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan says an Office of Energy Development needs to help all sources of energy.
That's what we've kind of been missing, is that mix of all these energy sources sitting at the same table at the same time, making sure that they're working together so that Colorado becomes that energy hub.
Becker is sponsoring House Bill 1315. It would effectively create two separate pots of money. One would fund traditional fuels and the other renewable and clean energy. Without the addition of this state money, Becker says the office would no longer exist.
If the bill passes, there will be money for the bill. But if this bill does not pass, there will no longer be an energy office in the state of Colorado.
The environmental community wants the office funded, but says this bill takes the wrong approach. Charlie Montgomery is with the Colorado Environmental Coalition. He notes that severance taxes would be used to fund fossil fuels, while the state's general budget would pay for renewables.
Traditional energy in this bill has a consistent, guaranteed source of funding, and clean energy really is left with very uncertain funding if it gets funded at all. So it would be competing against education, healthcare, and other areas.
While he can't support the bill, Montgomery says it's still a top concern for environmental groups, who he says are working hard to try and fix it.
We understand that this office is going to look at the total energy picture. It's actually doing that right now. But we feel that the focus of the office, the core mission, has to be on clean energy, wind, solar, renewable. The bill in its current form really is not acceptable.
A Democratic Senate committee killed a similar bill last session, but because the office's federal funding runs out this year, the stakes are higher. Senator Jeannie Nicholson of Blackhawk says she'll still be a no vote. She says including traditional fuels into the mix would take too much away from promoting renewables.
I think we have to phase out of fossil fuels and we have to phase into renewable energy because it is the most environmentally friendly.
Democratic Senator Gail Schwartz of Snowmass Village also has problems with the bill. She says the Energy Office has successfully helped put Colorado on the map for renewable and clean energy, and she doesn't want a new mission to detract from that.
Certain emerging technologies need more support than others, and directing resources to those emerging technologies, in my opinion, is the best use of an office of that nature.
But Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling says renewable energy doesn't need special treatment, especially wind energy.
We're past that stage. Wind energy is rocking and rolling, and I'm not sure that it needs any more help. And this new office wouldn't eliminate help. It just looks at the entire energy sector.
The bill is expected to easily pass the Republican-controlled House. Environmental groups say they hope to work with the governor's office to make changes by the time it reaches the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.